Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids Farmers. We know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids, who also wishes you all a very Merry Christmas here in a couple days. Merry Christmas Eve today.
Merry Christmas to the Beck family.
Yes, Sonny Beck.
And the what Beck family of workers.
Yep, the whole family. Trevor, Ty Powers, who's locally here in Lincoln. Great guy.
Yeah, and they've treated us magnificently.
They have. They have treated us very well over the whole year, and we look forward to the next year with them.
And Trevor should know I wear that. And you will back this. I wear that Beck sweatshirt every single day.
It looks good, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's your comfort check at this point.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
By the way, programming note, Bill is not going to be able to join us. There's something going on with StreamYard. He keeps trying to get on. Every time he unmutes himself, the video cuts out. And so
StreamYard,
instead of having a phone call, he says he wishes he could. He's in California right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get up at 4 a.m. to do this show.
God,
he texts at 3:40 a.m. his time.
God, he got up in the middle of the night.
We got a text at 3:30 saying, "I'm ready to get patch me in bed." I said, "We got a half hour." And by the way, it's not even 3:30 your time. It's impressive. Thank you for trying, Bill. Efforted hard, but it did not work out. Okay, Nebraska basketball is having a nice trip to the Hawaiian Islands for the Diamond Head Classic for the holidays, and they started off their trip with a win last night, which I watched almost the entirety of this game.
Interesting.
They beat Murray State 66-49. I'm going to make sure I get this right. I believe with 8 minutes left in the first half, Murray State has still had 4 points.
It was...
They could not hit anything in this game. Oh, it was for sure over halfway through the first half. They still only had 4 points on the scoreboard. Now, this is a very proud program. They've had several wins in the tournament, you know, with Ja Morant, obviously. And
Ja Morant.
Right, yeah, Murray State, Ja Morant. Isaiah Kanan before him was also a great player at Murray State. They've had success, and they're only 6-5 this year, but I thought Nebraska, their defense was dominant for at least the first half. This game got a little shaky the second half, but they had the big lead, which is understandable.
Hey,
but this game was never really in doubt. Besides a late run in the second half to make it like a 12-point game, Nebraska bounces back. They win by 17. Nice way to start the trip to Hawaii.
Excellent. Seriously. Now Nebraska led. So they led 28-12 at the under four. Okay, the under four timeout.
Yep, that's right.
First half. I sort of started to lose interest.
Understood.
Jake, maybe you mentioned it in 34-14 at halftime.
Yeah. Up by 20.
It's over.
Like I said, they had 4 points like with 8 minutes to go in the first half. It was horrible for Murray State.
Now, the story coming out of it is Burke
Buchtengel.
And he rolled his ankle late, right? He hurt his ankle late in the game. And Aaron Ulis missed the game.
That's correct.
Aaron Ulis, the backup guard for Nebraska. Now, I don't know Fred Hoiberg said he isn't sure about their availability tonight. So that's Burke is a player, but Burke has had the injury bug.
He has.
And here we go again. Burke's good. I mean, Fred has put together a very good team, and it was on display last night in a very, I was running around, but I did listen. So I listened to the broadcast. And
I watched the game.
Pavelka and
Jake Muehlheiser
remarked, well, Pavelka had a pretty good line. he said as a student, he spent a lot of time in Love Library. And there were times when the library was more was louder than the arena.
If you watched on TV, they kept panning to people. And by the way, DP and Rebecca were on court.
DP and Rebecca courtside.
They were courtside. DP had the Black Santa outfit going on. He'd say he was wearing basically Black Santa. Yeah, that's what he was wearing. They were courtside at this game. I knew a couple others who were at the game that flew from Nebraska down to Hawaii for the holidays.
Did you see them?
I didn't see them, but I knew they. I saw pictures of them at the arena that they posted on social media.
Did you see DP and Rebecca on the TV?
Oh, several times. Yeah, if you were watching, like they were in the second half, they were across from. I guess they were across from Nebraska's bench the whole game. Like Nebraska's on, they're directly across from them. I should say different side of the floor, but directly across. So they were on all the time. It was quiet there. But Nebraska made their own energy. Their defense was intense. And go back to the Michigan State game, which I'm going to say, I hope and I believe, was an outlier.
I think it was.
For this team. That we've not seen that kind of effort the rest of the year so far.
Was their effort bad?
The effort was bad in the second half against Michigan State. Then they got blown out. That happens in basketball. Mm-hmm. That game against Michigan State, they got out-rebounded 48-19. Now, Murray State is nowhere near the size of Michigan State. But this is effort I'm talking about. Nebraska last night was plus 14 on the boards. Good. 40-26.
Good.
Rebounding against a smaller Murray State team who had a couple nice impressive dunks in this game, by the way. Murray State did.
Who led Nebraska in scoring?
That would be Connor Asesian off the bench with 5 3-pointers. 5 for 10 for Connor Asesian. A guy that we need to give more kudos to has been really consistent and reliable the entire season.
Pretty much.
Off the bench. Is Andrew Morgan. Andrew Morgan, quiet, 12 points, 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
He is an energizer bunny out there. He loves getting rebounds.
He is.
It delights him.
Yes. I always say about Andrew Morgan, and I guess the best way I can describe him is he's a very active big. He's very active. He's not lumbering. I mean, in a way, he's kind of lumbering, but you're right. He's always energized.
He's energetic.
Yeah. Now, not that Mia doesn't play hard. It's just a kind of a different look.
It's a lot different look. Mia in 15 minutes had 3 rebounds. Morgan in 22 minutes had 12. It's a different look.
Mia definitely has his place in the world.
He does.
And he has his place in the starting lineup, by the way. I like Morgan off the bench. Who else played well last night? Looks like Raleigh Worcester played well.
Yeah, Raleigh was 4 of 5 shooting. He had 11 points, did foul out in the game, but 7 rebounds.
A very good team-oriented win, and this is a team. I mean, I credit Fred for... Jake, it's not a given that in this transfer portal world, in this world of where rosters change so dramatically, that you get the right concoction of guys. But I think Fred just doesn't, I don't get the sense that he just recruits guys and says, okay, I hope this works. I think he tries to put together a team.
I think the first couple of years, maybe it was that way.
It was a little that way.
I mean, they won 7 games back-to-back, 7 total games, 7-25.
Oh, I did think there were definitely in the first few years where I thought the opposite. God, it looks like he just recruits guys and throws them out there and hopes it works.
But he was given the time to adjust and adapt, and it looks good the last 3 years. So
it's a good looking
kudos
team.
On Nebraska's ADs for being patient with Fred Hoiberg, because it's starting to look like a good product the last couple, like a real consistent product.
Who do they play today?
They will play Hawaii.
Oh, a Hawaii home game.
And Nebraska's favored by 10.5.
Good.
Hawaii last night, by the way, playing Charlotte. They beat Charlotte 78-61.
What time today?
That will be, Adam, glad you asked, 9:30 on ESPN2.
Good. Good.
So late night game tonight. It'll be over about 11:30 when that game gets over.
No, I'll watch that.
Huskers and Warriors at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN2 in the Diamond Head Classic. By the way, now it's up to 11.5. Just jumped to 11.5-point Nebraska favorite tonight.
Wonder what kind of crowd will show up for that game.
It's the home team. Right. Does Hawaii have any sort of crowd that shows up?
I don't know.
Huskers now move to on the season. Are they 8-2 now? 8-2 the record for the Huskers. Hawaii 7-3 for tonight's game.
Nice work. I mean, really nice work by Nebraska.
Impressive win.
I'm serious. To jump on Murray State and lead by 20 at halftime, that's just good work. You went out, you went all the way to Hawaii. We're clearly locked in. It doesn't always work that way. I give this team a lot of credit. I think this will be a fun Big Ten season. I think this is a team that will, you know, I think it looks like a, you know, a bubble team right now type team, right?
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All those guys are saying that. Lunardi, Jerry Palm, they're all saying this is a team that's certainly in or barely out at this point.
Now, the thing that could concern me is if Burke, if his ankle is nagging, he's a bit critical piece on this team.
He's not been the elite scorer, but he's, again, a guy that is very important. Rebounding, can defend the bigs also.
He's active.
And he's a good passer.
He's active.
He is active.
He's a great, you know what he is in the true sense of the word? He's a basketball player.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. Like he's well-schooled in the game.
I want you to do something for me. When you see, if you watch the game tonight, if he's playing or if he's on the bench, this is going to bother people who are Nebraska fans and know I do not like Creighton, right? If look at Burke's face,
okay,
and imagine he has no facial hair. He looks just like Doug McDermott. Same face as Doug McDermott. Look at him. Look at him.
Hmm.
They zoomed in him. I said, that looks like Doug.
Really?
Not Greg.
Doug.
His son. It looks like, if I'm not saying he plays like him either. It's not a comparison.
No,
of
they
game.
Don't play the same.
Take off his little scraggly beard. Okay. He looks like Doug McDermott to me.
Okay.
If I'm crazy, tell me.
Oh, you're crazy.
But Huskers again, 9:30.
Whether you're right or not, you're crazy.
By the way, the women's basketball team went to Georgia Tech on Saturday and lost 72-61. Their second loss. 10-2 the record, though, for the Huskers. That was a ranked matchup. They lost to Georgia Tech, who is, by the way, 13-0 in basketball.
Ooh.
Georgia Tech.
All right,
Huskers tonight, 9:30 tonight.
9:30 tonight.
ESPN2 against Hawaii at their home arena.
I will check that game out, even though we don't have a show tomorrow. No programming note.
Still watch games without a show happening.
We've done shows on Christmas Eve before.
I like when we don't. So, this again, no, we have no show after today until Friday. We'll be back on the airwaves. So three days without shows after today. When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills, a.k.a. Jake's Takes.
Okay.
And Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.